Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. Our recipe for you today is a stuffed portobello mushroom cap with sautéed spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, caramelized onions, Parmesan cheese. Portobello mushroom is going to be our cap that we're actually going to do all this in. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do in a medium saucepan is add a tablespoon of Rosenthal olive ranch, Kornicki olive oil. If you don't have that, any Kornicki olive oil will suffice. And if you don't have that or can't find that, any olive oil should work well for you. The very first thing we're going to do after that is I'm going to add in our mushroom cap. And this is a yield per two. So if you're going to do four, just double the recipe. We're going to put the two caps in the oil. We're going to let them get nice and cooked up. It takes about 4 minutes to get that color on them. It's very important to remember right after we add the olive oil into the pan that we add our salt and pepper. To taste, obviously, everybody has their own different ways they like to eat. And we need to make sure because it's going to cook on to the mushroom. Right after we're done with the mushrooms, just pull them out, put them on the side on a plate or something that'll just keep that extra oil from running around because the mushrooms are absorbent. So they will absorb some of that oil. And when they cool down, they'll release the oil again. We're going to add in a handful of spinach, half a Spanish onion, julienne. And after we mix those together, let them cook up for about a good minute. I want to add in 5 sun-dried tomatoes. They could be the ones in olive oil or the ones out of olive oil. We want to dice those up really, really small. If you're having trouble dicing them, because they are kind of hard to dice if your knife isn't sharp enough, you can julienne them. That should be okay. And then we're going to add in 4 button mushrooms, and we're going to saute those 4 button mushrooms up in the mix right there. Let those cook for an additional 2 minutes. Then we're going to pull it out. We're going to put that inside of our portobello mushroom. We're going to top with 10-month aged Parmesan cheese. Then we're going to add a handful of Japanese panko breadcrumbs. If you do not have panko breadcrumbs, you can use breadcrumbs as long as they're not the pre-seasoned breadcrumbs because it'll be very, very salty. Then what we're going to do is compress that just with our hand. We're just going to put our palm right over the mushroom and push down. Let that sit in the fridge for about 10 to 15 minutes. If you want to be real safe, let it sit for 20. Then we're going to put our oven to 425 degrees. You're going to throw that mushroom in there. Let it cook for that time of 10 minutes. And then you'll go and set the setting to broiler and let that cook for an additional 2 minutes. I promise you, you'll love this dish. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.